getting started today. This is so cool. Murphy, you did an after the show podcast last week. We did, about you in your life finally listening to lyrics and understanding that certain songs are cheating songs.
Well, actually, it started with our youngest daughter, Phoebe, you know, who made a note that, hey, there's a lot of songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that are about cheating. I'm like, yes. And in the 70s in particular, it seemed to be really descriptive.
Mm-hmm. Look, when I was a little girl, I thought that's what adult relationships were.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Well, understand there was a lot of country music being played, and in my upbringing, and I always listened to the lyrics, and I always could read between the lines.
Yeah. Sam and I are kind of the same throughout our childhood, never listened to lyrics at all.
I know.
But the songs, the reason we did the podcast is because those songs are, you've got songs about cheating, and then you have the songs about cheating that are the point of view of the couple or the cheaters.
The cheater.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in a situation has their point of view.
Right.
So there's a lot of different ways you can write a situation. And so one of the ones that you talked about is Lion Eyes.
Yeah, by the Eagles. Yeah.
Right. Steven wrote, hey, guys, I was listening to the After the Show podcast about cheating songs. And by the way, I have a hard time listening to lyrics as well, but recently listened to the lyrics of Lion Eyes and was struck by the last verse where the woman goes with the new young lover, but she's not any happier. And he's right. I don't know if you caught this, but he sent the lyric and I'm going to read it to you. My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is like the lesson of the song. Like you chase all this stuff and yet you're still broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and now I'm appreciating the brilliance of, you know, these songwriters that have just these iconic songs over the years that I sung the hook to, just like Sam did, you know. And now I'm actually understanding the meaning of them.
Yeah, that line when you started reading it, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Da, 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 da.
But you just don't let the words in. That's so amazing to me because it's the first thing I let in. I let the words in first, and the music is secondary. Hmm. Anyway, there's a lot to it. Every single song, most of them, have a real message.
Yeah.
So thank you for sending that in, Stephen. You know we love hearing from you. He sent that to our Facebook page. Keep it coming anytime.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
On the way next, I made something sweet in the kitchen, and I'm going to share it with you guys. Got some new foods to tell you about today.
What is that? Well, you are the food dude, Sam.
It's kind of like the food dude extra here because I made something delicious. Or at least I think it is. And I found two of the foods I've talked about recently in the food dude.
Okay.
These are the Thanksgiving stuffing seasoned popcorn from Trader Joe's.
Okay. How is it?
I like it. I can't put my finger on what it is.
It's not like the overly sage stovetop stuffing thing, is it?
Murphy doesn't like sage.
I don't like that.
Well, he likes the scent of it. He just doesn't like the taste of it.
Yeah, I love the scent of sage.
This princess over here is very particular.
I don't know. There's something in there that's a little wild, so it might be sage.
All right, bring it.
It's just like a combination of, I don't know what.
It's good.
Okay. Relax, Trader Joe's.
It does have a little bit of that in there, but it's good.
Yeah. How does it taste?
Mild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also bought some of that Van Leeuwen Kraft mac and cheese ice cream. I didn't bring that in because after I tasted it, it's like, it's not worth sharing.
It's not.
What does it taste like? Frozen mac and cheese?
Nah, it tastes like it was very buttery, and I don't know why. It said it's French ice cream. I don't know if that's how they do it in France.
Okay. Well, I mean, macaroni and cheese is buttery in general, but
it didn't taste like mac and cheese. It didn't taste like ice cream.
Just because you can do something genetically or whatever in a factory doesn't mean you should.
But see, that was curiosity that got me. They put that out last year. I didn't get one. I saw it in Walmart this weekend. So it's like, grab it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm really
wanting
to show you.
What did you make last night?
These are oyster crackers.
I love oyster crackers.
And you put them in the oven with like some butter and brown sugar on them.
Uh-huh.
And then when you take them out, you got cinnamon and sugar to sprinkle on them. So
they look like little nuggets of dog food or something, but they're not, obviously.
I think they're called like churro bites.
Oh, churro bites. Even better.
Well, that makes
sense. You had me at churro bites.
I should have started with churro.
Whoa.
What?
Super sweet.
Well, yeah, it's sugar and cinnamon.
And you put more?
Brown sugar and butter.
Whoa.
Mm. You're eating them one at a time.
Yeah, that's like a churro candy.
And that's oyster crackers that it's on.
Okay.
You're supposed to get a handful, not one at a time.
It's very sugary, though.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Let's add that to our family favorite recipes. Yeah. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's good.
Thank you, Murphy. MurphySamAndJody.com for this and many other Thanksgiving recipes.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
You guys know that Taylor Sheridan is the creator of Yellowstone and a ton of other shows in that world.
1883, 1923, 1941, and 2024.
2024 is the new one coming, yes. And Duttons of Today.
How in the world do you keep up with that?
I mean, he's just prolific, right?
Ask me what I had for dinner yesterday. No clue.
Okay, so Taylor Sheridan also is a bit of a cowboy himself. And I didn't realize that he was doing this on the side, but we've seen it like in the show Yellowstone where see them.
He's been on a horse in the show.
All those. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Wow. All those, you know, those scenes where the horses and the rodeo and they're doing all that crazy good stuff. Well, there's a show coming called The Last Cowboy. It's going to premiere commercial free on CMT this month. And it is the reality. It's a documentary style reality competition series of men and women competing against one another for $1 million doing all this horse stuff. The spins and the circles and
this horse stuff.
Well, cutting. And then cow horsing is what it's called, and cutting. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's actually called.
Is there any of that like horsing around?
Anyway, you know he's going to be on it, Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
Okay, CMT, commercial free. It's called The Last Cowboy. Seems super interesting. November 17th on CMT.
Up next.
Sam is the food dude.
Why DoorDash is telling everybody to tip or else.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
This first one's non-edible, but it does involve food. DoorDash,
okay,
one of the food delivery services. They've now put on their app whenever you order that it alerts customers that your order may arrive later if you don't tip.
Mm-hmm. I read that.
Really?
Yeah. And in fact, here's the statement from DoorDash. While the vast majority of customers do leave a tip, offers that don't include a tip can be seen as less desirable. This impacts our entire community, leading to longer wait times for customers, orders, sitting longer at merchants, and less value for Dashers.
Oh, okay. So you have the opportunity to leave the tip first?
That's what I'm assuming. I hate to say this, but I've never used DoorDash. I always thought, like Uber and that, you do the tip and when you're done.
I haven't done it in a long time. Taylor used to drive for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you do. I mean, like you use the Domino's app, right? You tip before you...
He uses that every week.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I give him cash.
Oh, okay. Nice. See, I tip online for that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, DoorDash and all
that's
the others.
True.
I've used those. Usually,
do it ahead of time.
When you're paying is when you have the chance to.
Aha. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There it is.
I wait to make sure my pizza comes hot and fresh.
Okay.
Then I hand over the cash.
Got it.
Here's a dollar, buddy. Thanks.
You tip more than that, and we all know it.
Hurry back.
Okay.
Okay. I told you about that macaroni and cheese ice cream. Don't get
Later.
It.
Yeah.
There's some more ice creams that are out right now. Baskin Robbins has a new one called Turkey Day Fixins.
Don't.
It's got the classic flavors of autumn spice sweet potato,
that's
honey,
okay,
honey cornbread pieces, and swirls of ocean spray cranberry sauce.
Nope.
So it's fruity, though. I mean, it's fitting. It works in an ice cream. There's no savory anything in that.
It does not work in an ice cream. It shouldn't have been created.
I would love to try that.
Good
ice cream.
You.
I've learned my lesson now after eating that mac and cheese stuff. Ice cream should be ice cream.
Sweet. Ice cream should be sweet, not savory.
There's a new Ted Lasso inspired brand that is coming with four different flavors.
Nice.
And pints, biscuits with the boss, believe, dig in diamond dogs, and kisses from Keeley.
Cute.
You want to look for that one in the store
cute
soon.
Cute.
Wingstop has a new sauce flavor, maple sriracha.
Ugh.
Oh, that hits you coming and going, doesn't it?
Ugh, you lost me at maple.
Well, what, that's sweet and spicy?
Maple.
Mm. Okay. Hey, Murphy, here's one for you.
Okay.
Go to Red Lobster. They have a new crab queso dip.
Oh,
that sounds really good. Yeah.
Seeing you got us at crab queso.
Yeah, and it's made with C-R-A-B crab.
Oh, Murphy's favorite kind.
The real deal.
Thank you, food dude. Three Things to Know is next.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, maybe you heard about Elon Musk and his new AI. It's a ChatGPT competitor called Grok. He launched it, and he's already letting the world know there's going to be one big use for it. It will be integrated into Tesla vehicles, and it'll start soon.
Okay.
So you'll not only have an EV, You'll have an EV with AI, real AI in it, and they're expected to roll it out pretty quickly.
Right.
Number two, maybe you heard the report of a human skull that was found in a thrift store in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It was an anthropologist.
Oh.
He's walking around the thrift store. He sees the Halloween section, and he sees a skull that does not look like decoration. It looked a little bit too realistic to his eye.
Yeah.
He reported it, and sure enough, the owner of the store is like, look, it came through a storage unit that we purchased. That's how we get some of our stuff.
Hmm.
So now officials are involved, and they're going to investigate further.
Yeah.
Like, who, what, why, who? It's a weird story.
Wow.
And number three, there will be, and it's happening this month, a Taylor Swift Dancing with the Stars themed episode. So the six remaining couples are going to get to pick a Taylor Swift song and do their dance, okay? And it'll air on November 21st, which is soon,
yeah,
on ABC and Disney Plus, and then it will be available the next day for Swifties on Hulu.
That's smart.
It is, right now for sure.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
You know, we love hearing from you on Instagram, Facebook. You can also email us at murphysamandjody.com. You guys want to get to some comments now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wake up. Look alive. regarding cheating songs, and that was in the After the Show podcast, one of them last week. Murphy brought that in. Susan says, Jolene by Dolly. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And Jolene is the point of view of the other. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's wife or whatever.
She's the wife of the person being cheated on.
Right. She's like, please don't take him just right. because you can. Can't compete with you. Such a great song, Dolly.
Speaking of that, isn't Kenny Rogers, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town?
I don't know. I listened to lyrics.
She got all painted up and went out the door and went over to the bar.
I don't know. I'll go listen to it and let you know.
Okay.
Like I said, when I was growing up, cheating songs, I thought that's what adulthood was. It seemed like everything was a cheating song. Weird. Okay, moving on to the most dangerous appliance in the home. You guys remember what we said it was?
A blender.
No.
The really hot stick in the bathroom.
Right. They say the wand, the flat iron or curling wand, for dangerous for children 10 and under because of burns that they get left on and, you know. And Anne says the stove is what she would have guessed. John said blender also,
mm-hmm.
just like you said, Sam.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the death of Matthew Perry and how different it probably will be to watch Friends again, especially at Thanksgiving, which we know that Thanksgiving there's going to be a ton of Friends being consumed.
Well,
again.
TBS used to do the back-to-back. Now that HBO Max has Friends, though, I wonder if that's still going to be the same or not.
I don't know. We shall see, right? Stephanie says, I can't get over the fact that Sam hasn't seen all of the Friends episodes.
It wasn't my show.
Much as that character spoke to you?
Yeah, when I watch it, between him and Ross, I'm dying laughing. But it's just not enough to make me go, I got to get another one.
Oh, really?
One. Yeah.
Me, it's like I couldn't get enough of a Friend's fix. And watching it over and over and over.
It was fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was our comfort food show. In fact, our girls had to sort of graduate to be old enough to watch it. And then when they did, it was on repeat again.
Yeah.
When they finally were. Okay. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. You can send anything to us at Instagram, Facebook, or murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, the new easy Thanksgiving dessert that will be the go-to. One of the tricks to not feeling horrible after a big holiday meal, and I do mean Thanksgiving,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to throw the trick, and then I'm going to give you a recipe.
Well, I was going to say, the problem is restraint, self-restraint, which is what I just, you know.
Sam, you had just talked the other day about the trouble with you want to get, if there's a ton of food, you want to get a little spoon of everything, and you're too full, and you don't get.
It's almost like, just keep the turkey, give me all the sides. There's so many.
Or whatever. Nobody says you have to get a bite of everything, you know? That's about your feelings. It's not about the
food. About my family.
Okay.
You're not going to eat my green beans? Oh, yes, yes, I was just about to. These are delicious.
Okay, fine. If you feel that way, then do small spoons of everything.
Yeah.
But the other trick is, once in our family, there's a whole dessert table, too, and there's probably seven desserts.
Mm.
And you can't do that. On top of that meal, you cannot do more than one little dessert. That's my rule. And last year, The only dessert I ate, Murphy, was the pecan pie brownies. It was brand new. You remember Candace brought it?
And those were good. Yeah.
We posted it on our website for you, murphysamandjody.com. We'll also put it in the Facebook and Instagram feed. Literally, you make a pan of brownies, and then there's this recipe of, like, basically the pecan pie topping.
Mm-hmm.
You make it, and you pour it on top. What? And it was just like the star of the show. And it's not hard to make.
Well, see, for me, I tried them, and I'm like, yeah, this is great. But then I wanted to go around the table to see how does it really compare to the others, millionaire pie and everything else. And then I came back and I'm like, well, you know what? It may be. Let me have another one. And so,
Second time around.
Right. See, that's millionaire pie. That's another family recipe that my family makes that Murphy loves. Well, but honestly, if you don't want to feel bad, I don't think you can double up and triple up on desserts after.
No, yeah, I mean, nobody would. Yeah, it's
your
it's
body just not great can't for the body. Do that.
But see, that's my problem this time of the year. It's the self-restraint. You know, I mean, I try hard to be really good, but there are so many good things and so many recipes and so many enticements. What Sam brought today, for example, that would be sitting out like on a Thanksgiving table.
And a bowl.
And I would be walking by and hitting that thing, and it would be like 10 minutes later, like, I want some more of that.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, right?
We need to get you like a buzzer. Pecan pie brownies, get the recipe. It's really a crowd pleaser, and it's just different, right?
Yeah, it really is good.
At murphysamandjody.com. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by The Crown on Netflix.
If Peanuts means something to you, especially at the holidays.
What's all the commotion?
Oh.
We've got another holiday to worry about.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I want to tell you about what's going on. Apple TV is set to produce a new Peanuts feature film starting production in 2024. Don't shake your head yet, Sam, because it's an original story created by Craig Schultz and Brian Schultz. They're keeping it in the family. Craig is Charles' son.
Yeah.
And then Brian is Craig's son. So it's in the family. And they're working with writers, but it's an original story. So if anybody is going to stay true to that simplistic beauty of the Peanuts, it would be them.
Is it around a holiday theme, or we don't know yet?
They're not giving any details yet, but I think nothing too slick. We want it to be simple.
It's got
to
stay
and
true.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think they would fight for that. It's a family project now, so look for that from Apple in 2024. Wanted to let you know about something beautiful happening tonight on VH1. It's a Matthew Perry special. Special feature, unseen, forgotten clips from him, not just Friends, but other work that he did. It's called Matthew Perry Life and Legacy on VH1 tonight, and then an encore presentation, and we'll remind you, November 11th.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
Sam, Murphy and I have a personal question to ask you, and we promise if it's no, it's okay. Sam, Murphy and I have something to ask you. And I promise you that it doesn't matter what the answer is. You can say no.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember what this is. Yes, Sam, you don't need to feel
anything that starts with a setup like that.
There is no pressure.
Seriously, pressure. Uh-huh. You are the first choice. Actually, I shouldn't say that in case we have to go with
first
a second choice. Okay.
The first choice. Yeah, you can go either way.
Do I have to donate an organ?
No. Here's the deal.
Wait.
We have a single friend who...
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I would never do that. I will never set you up with anyone, I promise.
That kind of jumped out at me because I know Jody has stuck by the...
I will never.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yes, we do not do that. We do not play Cupid.
I don't play Cupid with you or anyone, but especially with you.
Yeah.
Anyhow. No. Okay. So you remember our awesome pet sitter who saved Champ's life, right, when he was snake bitten.
Yeah.
So she
needs another client?
No.
Oh.
So she is going to pet sit again for us over the Thanksgiving holiday, except on Thanksgiving Day, she's unavailable. So she's good Wednesday, she's good Friday, Saturday, you name it, but she won't be in town on Thanksgiving Day. And so our little hearts were pitter-pattering over who do we trust.
Who's somebody that we trust with the dogs?
Who's dumb enough to drive across town
on Thanksgiving Day?
On Thanksgiving, who has chicken finger Thanksgiving on Friday?
Yeah.
Are you home on Thanksgiving? Are you interested in pet sitting the most precious dog pack ever?
I am usually home on Thanksgiving. However, this year, I will not be.
Okay. I didn't know.
No, I mean,
you're traveling.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I thought your son was coming to you.
He is.
Okay.
briefly, Jackson is moving to another state.
Oh.
And like in this next week. And so his mom and I are each planning on doing a Thanksgiving visit.
Oh, that's just to wonderful. Ease him in. Okay, okay. Okay.
But I can always tell him, you know, I got these dogs to watch.
No.
Maybe I'll catch you next year.
Plan B is fine. We just thought we would ask because you know our pack. You love the pack. And
well,
we trust
and I was gonna get into the and remember when you did it before? Like yeah. Chris Farley, remember when you did that for us one time?
That was fun before. They like me.
They do like you,
which is why we asked.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, if you are planning to bring a side dish to Thanksgiving, well, they're the hit, you know, even more so than the turkey. Sides are the favorites. What are the favorite sides? Are you ready? Green bean casserole is coming in at number five. Number four, sweet potatoes. Uh-huh. Number three, mac and cheese. Number two, stuffing or dressing. And the number one favorite side, mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's simple.
I know. The sides win, so make your plans now. Number two, do you really need to, at this time of the year, anytime, rake up all the leaves in your yard? That's hard work, man. Although it's beautiful when it's done.
Well, if you want your yard to look
do
pretty,
you rake? Yeah. Do you rake to make it look beautiful?
I don't have any trees around.
Oh, okay, you don't. Well, so anyway, naturalists and environmentalists say it's actually good for your yard to leave the leaves.
They break
it
down
and mulch. It improves
the
health of your lawn, so you don't have to feel like you have to do it. Yeah. Let them lay. Let them lie down.
And you can leave your Christmas decorations up, too.
They didn't say that, but I think you can. And number three, AMC Theater is announcing something odd. It's called the $5 never-before-seen movie thing that they're going to offer. You show up, you pay $5, you don't know what movie you're going in to see. But we don't know what never before seen means. Does it mean a big blockbuster that hasn't played in forever? Huh. Is it a low budget indie? Nobody knows. It's just something they're trying
Five
right now.
$5 and take your chance.
To get you into the theaters at AMC.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, looks like the Beatles might have a number one song on their hands.
I know it's true.
The new one, Now and Then. It's looking like it may debut as their 18th number one single.
Wow.
First one in over 50 years.
I had read a headline. Of course, you can't trust all headlines that it was not. It was whatever. Critics weren't loving it. I'm thinking a lot of people liked it, though.
It's interesting. Did you see the video that debuted last Friday?
I didn't
see it. Peter Jackson, who had the technology to lift John Lennon's audio, he made the video. And it's really cool because he lifts the Beatles and all four of the Beatles in separate iterations, you know, wearing Sgt. Pepper outfits or just sitting in the studio, and they're all sitting around in all of these videos, and there's one where there's a press conference going on and John is jumping up and down. It's just wild to look at.
Sure.
I'm going to have to watch it. I've not seen that yet.
And Peter Jackson says, you know, there is more music that is conceivable because of this technology. He's saying, like, you grab a Get Back from that documentary. He said you could keep John and George from that, lift them out, and then get Paul and Ringo to do some other harmonies or something and have a whole completely different Get Back. But
do they want to do that? Do we know?
I say you got to watch that.
You do.
You only go so far with that. You can't be messing with the Beatles.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah. But the fact that they were able to do something that they call their final Beatles song should probably be the final Beatles song.
Well, yeah. It's the final one. Maybe.
Yeah.
Taylor, speaking of number ones, Taylor Swift's album is number one. 1989, Taylor's version. Not only is it number one, it's her largest single week album sales ever.
It's crazy.
It also sold more than the original 1989 by a mile. And I didn't know this, but all of her albums since 2008 have debuted at number one.
Yeah.
Every album. Even the ones she's remaking.
Wow.
She makes those albums that you can listen to every song.
Yeah.
And almost every album she does that.
And I don't know if you saw this good news last week, but Celine Dion's back in public. She showed up at a Las Vegas Knights hockey game last week with her twins. Yeah. And then she went to the final night of Katy Perry in Vegas.
Right.
Man, that's got to be pressure, huh? Oh, look, Celine Dion's in the audience.
No kidding. Yeah.
What do I do? And also in the audience that night was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, nothing.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, Murphy, you and I get to write a holiday wrong this year. Tell you about it next. Murphy, we get to right a wrong this holiday season, and I'm excited about it. I see it as that anyway.
Something that you and I did wrong?
What kind of that I did? You weren't really aware of it.
Okay. I don't know. What did you do?
What'd you buy?
Remember a couple of summers ago when, you know, Taylor and Phoebe wanted to invite their boyfriends on vacation, and I was like, sure, and then I realized, our daughters. I realized, wait, we don't have room for everyone. I can't invite one and not the other, so we had to uninvite them both.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Taylor had invited her boyfriend, her long-distance boyfriend, Alan Michael, and Phoebe had not mentioned it to her boyfriend, so it was not a thing. So I had to call him and uninvite him and say, I'm so sorry, but we actually don't have room. I shouldn't have, you know, we shouldn't have offered that up. Remember?
Oh, the summer vacation. Yes,
right? And he was so sweet about it. He was like, yeah, it's okay. I get it. And I felt horrible.
Yeah.
But we didn't have room.
I know. And, you know, as I told him, had I been the one to make this decision, I'm just kidding.
That's the same summer you forgot to bring the camera.
And the big fight at Walmart over the walking stick.
I was in the doghouse for the entire month of August.
Not true. Okay, anyway. Taylor asked if he could come with us to Thanksgiving, and I thought about it, and we thought about the car, and Phoebe didn't want to bring anybody, and he's coming with us to Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
We're righting a wrong. I'm so excited that Alan Michael will be coming with us.
Yeah.
I know.
No chance that could change in the next 2 weeks, huh?
I mean, it could if he decides that, you know, he doesn't want to be stuck in a car with us, all of us for the whole family. But she's very excited. You understand, they've been dating for like 3 years, but long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do not see each other a ton. And for him to be able to come, you know, and spend these days with us and our family, and Thanksgiving is really her favorite holiday with our cousins. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Just remember, it's less room for luggage. That's the only thing we got. I am just saying.
Duffel bag.
Okay.
You're the one. With the big suitcase.
You don't have a rack on top?
No.
On the Batmobile?
No.
How dare you suggest that, Sam? Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
Some Marvel fans say the Marvel Universe is a bit confusing.
You think?
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away.
I can tell you maybe one or two movies, storylines, but how they all mix together.
It seems like ever since the first batch, it's just like all over the place.
So they're trying to remedy that a little bit. So on Disney Plus, they're going to give us something called Marvel Spotlight. Feature series, like new shows, a bunch of new shows in the Marvel Universe that are not essential to the main storylines. If you'd like to go, okay, I don't have to have watched 7 movies to understand this.
Yeah.
The first one under that initiative is called Echo. It's on Disney Plus and Hulu, and it's character driven, but you do not have to understand, you know, any of the universe to enjoy it. And I think that's very smart.
Yeah.
And because if they get you in, maybe then you'll want to understand the rest of the universe. And there's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to take you back, next story, to the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
This is Harriet. Someone in the family murdered her.
Oh my gosh, that first book and first movie, so good. There were only 2 movies made, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Girl in the Spider's Web. Well, Amazon is developing a Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
Oh.
It will focus on Elizabeth. We don't know specific plot details, but there's a lot about her.
Yeah.
And instead of movies, we're going to get the series. You know, Sam, earlier in Music News, when you were mentioning Taylor Swift and her, you know, 1989 Taylor's version being, you know, number one and outselling the first original album, you know, and all the huge year she's had. I thought maybe you were going to mention the whole Travis Kelce interview little thing that happened a couple of days ago. Did you guys hear about what happened?
I missed him. Actually, it's been unusually quiet on that front. For the last week.
Well, see, I keep seeing all of it. Maybe it's what I'm fed in my feed versus what you, right?
It was quiet because the Chiefs and the Dolphins played in England this past weekend.
I thought Germany, but yeah.
Or Germany, whatever. Yeah, right, over Germany. There. And Taylor didn't make the trip. She had a girls' weekend in New York City.
See, okay. Sam knows.
With Patrick Mahomes' wife and Selena Gomez and a couple others.
Right. And then she's about to get busy again with the second leg of the Eras Tour. So these two are not going to be seeing each other as much because life. Because when you have a busy career
Eras
and you're
tour,
dating,
football season,
Eras Tour. But while he was away, overseas. He did an interview. And did you hear what he was asked?
No.
When they're getting married?
It's a crazy question. I can't believe this person got away with it. The interviewer said, "Are you in love?"
Oh.
Asked him, "Are you in love?" And his response was, "I'm going to keep my personal relationship personal."
Good for him.
And he said that with that big smile he's rocking.
Yeah.
That big smile. And then they kept pushing him, "What's the latest on you guys?" And he said, "The latest is I got to see her last week." And that's the status of our it right there. Yeah. And then he ended it. It's not that he doesn't talk about her. He talks about her a lot on the podcast.
Yeah, if you want to get the info, you watch that podcast.
Right, because his brother, Jason Kelce, gets it out of him.
Yeah.
And look, there's a lot of love for him as he's probably Taylor's favorite boyfriend at this point because of the way he's a protective sort of, he's a gentle. He even said, like, when I'm on a date, I realize I'm the man in this situation and I'm going to open doors and protect her. And it's really, really sweet. But anyway, almost anybody else would not have handled. If someone would ask Rihanna if she's in love with somebody, she would have given them daggers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not a question you ask somebody. If one of my very best friends is in a new relationship, I don't even ask that right away.
Yeah. Really? You know what I mean? Not right away. If you know the person that well, you wouldn't?
This was an interview.
Well, I get that. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
They shouldn't have asked him that.
Right.
But he handled it like a gentleman.